Welcome to the Self-Help Podcast, a weekly no-nonsense guide dedicated to your emotional health and well-being. Presented by entrepreneur Edward Lamb and psychotherapist Sean Orford. For more information, visit liveinthepresent.co.uk.
Okay, hello, and welcome to episode number 155 of the Self-Help Podcast with me, Ed Lamb, and Sean Orford. What are these old, you got a box of old pickies, or...?
I was going to show you some pictures, because I'm sorting out the attic.
Yeah.
I've come up with all these pictures that I managed to... My mother was throwing a load of stuff out years and years ago, and I just grabbed them all. And I've got bags of these photographs. So, look.
Is this...
This photograph here, that's Joan, who's my cousin.
Yeah.
That's my...
That's the guy?
This is my father, that's my mother, and that's me.
Blimey. Oh, and your little matching pyjamas. Can I take a snap of this and put it on the website?
I think that you should.
Right, I'll put this in the show notes for this week's episode.
That's the council house that we've...
Hang on, snap. Right, I want a picture of you as well.
Ta-da! Haven't changed a bit.
Blimey. So that's the guy we talk about all the time?
Yeah, yeah. And there they are, getting married.
Wow. You know, he actually looks different to how I imagine him.
Does he?
Completely. It's weird.
It occurred to me when I was going through this that...
Wow.
That my brothers and sisters... Maybe I should just take copies of these and send them to my brothers and sisters, because I only saved these because they were being thrown away.
And they've been sat in a...
In it for years.
Upstairs for years.
They've been in a box, which I found under the eaves in the attic for... I think when I last saw my mother, would have been probably 25 years ago. You know what I mean? So they've been kicking around.
And finally, you're clearing your attic out.
Metaphorical
attic.
Yeah, yeah.
It's being cleared out.
Which is really, really weird. Really.
So,
weird,
what feelings come up in your head when you see these photos of your old man that you didn't have a great relationship with?
Well, odd looking at him now.
You're older than he is there.
I'm older than he is. Yeah. Yeah, but look at that.
Happy little fam. Is that you?
Yeah. Yeah, that's me, with the glass, yeah?
Yeah, specky even back then at the age of 7 or 8.
I've worn glasses since I was 2 years old.
Wow. For those who... If anyone's not listened to the show before and actually got this far, this is the Self-Help Podcast. liveinthepresent.co.uk is our website. Check it out. We have show notes and links for each and every episode, and this week is no different. And there'll be if I remember to do it, there'll be a couple of photos tagged in there this week as well. But yeah, have a listen to pretty. Sean's dad gets brought up most episodes at some point.
He was an interesting man.
Yeah, and you had an interesting relationship with him.
Yeah.
This week, though, we're talking about the benefits of selfishness, not shellfish. Not the benefits of shellfish. The shellfish have their own benefits. But this week we're talking about being selfish and how it can actually be a bit of a force for good, actually. That's what we've discovered as we've been chatting about it for 10 minutes before we switch the microphone on.
Yeah.
How are you doing though? You okay?
I'm okay.
Do we really want an attic update? I'm a bit sick of hearing about it, really.
Yeah, bloody attic. Yeah. It's getting there. It's weird. Like I say, sorting stuff out. It's amazing.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, I mean, what have you got in your attic? Have you got stuff going back years?
No, not really, because, I mean, we've only lived in the house like 4 years, and it's kind of... I guess there is... I have got a box of school stuff that my mum and dad kept for me up there, which is quite good, like artwork I did and old textbooks and... Not textbooks, yeah. Yeah, nothing too... It's going to have a big psychological impact on me, I think. Maybe in 30 years it will, who knows?
Yeah.
You know, maybe I'll find... What is it... Don't want to give it away. Rosebud was the film. My mind's gone blank.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyone seen the movie with Rosebud in it?
Oh, is she a doll?
No, it's his sledge. Rosebud. Oh man, what's the name of the film? Let me stop this. I'm going to stop it. Rosebud was his sledge as a child. It's just his memory of being a child going through his head over and over, and he's kind of like, wasted my whole life, you know, being selfish. Or maybe not. What are we talking about sledges for?
Because you've got an Alzheimer's problem.
I'm sure it's in his attic as well. Never mind. Yeah, my attic. Well, I've got building work going on our house progressing far more rapidly than yours.
Yeah.
Your attic. Well, to be fair, you've had a bathroom done.
Yeah, this is true.
Quick pronto style.
This is true.
That is, but that's quite good. Interesting watching that all go on. And yeah, summer's been and gone, apparently, according to a few people, I must mention that. It's not summer yet, it's still spring, all right? Yeah. It's May.
Yeah. Rigo gets all excited. Why do people keep calling it the summer when it's the spring?
Give it a chance, give it a chance. Anyway, should we get on with this week's show? Because Sean, you had this little, or someone I think has asked you at some point to talk about the benefits of, well, selfishness versus generosity.
Yeah.
I'm going to kind of title this episode The Benefits of Selfishness, I think.
Okay.
Something similar.
Well, I want to start off with objecting to the negativity that we put on the word selfish.
Uh-huh.
Because I think everybody is selfish.
Yes.
I think everybody I've ever met and everybody you've ever met and everybody you will ever know has been and always will be selfish. Even the most generous, saint-like, wonderful people that we see, they do what they do because it's what they want to do. They do what they want to do because it makes them feel good or makes them feel right.
I'm wishing we could have, like, Mother Teresa back on the show to kind of really get her feelings on something like this, because it's people like that, I guess, which listeners might be going, hang on a minute. Mother Teresa wasn't selfish. She wasn't really doing it for herself.
But if she didn't do it, let's say she was doing it because she felt it was, she was doing it for God. Let's say that, right? Then if we take that back on layers of the onion, she is doing it for God because she believes that it is right, because it's what she wants to do.
Mm. I need to send this one to my father-in-law, minister. Church ministers, get his thoughts on this.
But lots of people will say that they are sacrificing themselves for the good of, right? So if you go back on the layers of the onion, they are choosing to sacrifice themselves because the action of sacrifice makes them feel right.
Yeah.
Else they wouldn't do it. Yeah. And in that sense, everybody, even people that are in what we would see as difficult situations. I mean, why do people stay in abusive relationships? And very often they stay in abusive relationships because they choose to stay in them. They will come up with lots of reasons why they can't get out of them. Yeah? Now, it starts to... I'm sure there's people that maybe would be shouting at the...
As ever.
At this point. I've never met anybody who doesn't act selfishly. Yeah. Once people realise that in therapy, it changes their lives because it takes all the inhibitions out of someone expressing who they want to be.
Yeah, once you start running with this idea, it can be a real... Yeah, you can realise that selfishness can be a real force for good.
Well, I think that the problem that we've got
that selfishness is kind of... and generosity are intrinsically linked.
Yeah.
Right.
But I can only be generous to you if I choose to be generous to you and I see myself as a generous person. So I'm actually being selfish because I'm doing what I want to do and being generous to you.
Yeah.
So I think the problem that we have is as soon as you use the word selfish, everybody sees that as negative.
Mm-hmm.
If you work on the basis that we are all selfish, we all act in our own self-interest... The definitions then come down to, is my selfishness of benefit to you? If I want to go and buy a copy of The Big Issue from the guy outside Marks and Spencer's, he's always there.
Yeah.
I do that so that I can contribute to his dosh pot and keep his family going. I know he's got kids to support and stuff like that. But I do it because I choose to do it for me. The fact that he might benefit from that and his kids might benefit from that is secondary to the fact that I choose to do it.
Yeah.
So maybe we have to come up with another word from selfishness and we start to look at the idea of kind of beneficial selfishness or maybe manipulative or exploitative selfishness.
Yeah. It's got me thinking. Why do you do what you do, Sean? You help people every day.
Because in 1980...
No one's ever accused you of being Mother Teresa.
That's used to my dress. It's amazing.
Sorry, in
1980, I was faced with a decision. I'd done Eastern training and I'm in Devon, and I'm thinking, what am I going to do with the rest of my life? So I'm sat there thinking about it. And I was thinking I could be a billionaire, I could be this, I could be a musical star. You know, there were all kinds of things I thought about. On the ought, shoulds and musts, so what is it that people should or must do?
Okay.
And then after a few, it took me a few months, after a few months, this penny dropped. And the penny dropping was, if I did things that made me feel good, then whatever I did would selfishly make me feel great. So when I then looked, okay, what makes me feel good? The two things that made me feel gooderest at the time were playing music, which I've always done, and working with other people, which I've always done. So for me, I haven't been to work. I don't go to work. I get up and do what I choose to do with my life.
Do the work.
Yeah. And I see people that go to work and hate their work. And I don't do that, you know. But somebody who goes to work and hates their work is acting as selfishly as somebody who's going to work and loving their work.
Mm.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the kind of, when you cross that point, when selfishness becomes a negative thing.
I think it becomes a negative thing if the things that make me feel good damage you.
Okay, so that's the distinction. That's how you just, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure we'll all know of people in the world or in our lives that we think are selfish and we don't think positively of it.
Go for the big one. Think about Hitler. Hitler, we could see him as an ultimate selfish character who's going out and doing the most appalling things around the world. When he actually didn't do the appalling things around the world, he got other people to do it.
Uh-huh.
And other people did it because either they thought it was the right thing to do or they decided it was in their best interest to do it. As in, if you did go over there and do that now, we're going to kill you and all your family. Okay, I'm going to go and do that now.
Yep.
Yes, I'm actually acting out of self-interest.
Mm.
Yeah? Gets a bit tough, doesn't it? Because when you start to get into those very heavy areas, but if you can get your head around the idea that even if I choose to sacrifice my life for the sake of other people, it's still a selfish act. It's an act of self.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you get it?
It's fascinating, isn't it? There's loads of articles. As always, we start with like a word on this blog or this podcast, don't we? And then you find that you go into down the rabbit hole and the maze of ideas. There's loads of cool articles I'll link to in the show notes or a few. One of which is kind of four reasons why being selfish is good for you.
And what are
Should we go through them?
Yeah.
So this is on fastcompany.com. I'll put the link in the show notes. Number one, you'll be healthier. So selfish people tend to take better care of themselves instead of giving too much energy away serving the needs of everyone else. Says this chap. Interviewed several executives for his book, blah, 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 and found strong physical health to be a common trait of a good leader. Cool. We all want to be healthier. Number two, you'll have an advantage when it comes to leadership roles. I guess this is a business-ish blog. Studies have shown that acting in your own self-interest may give you an advantage for leadership roles. Selfish people are more confident and less likely to give up on goals.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. They go after what they want unapologetically and they're not afraid to ask for a raise or promotion. So I guess there is a bit of a fine line there, though. If you're just kind of bashing past everyone else, shoving them all out the way on your way to success, inverted commas.
Yeah, but that's the thing, is about does my selfishness exploit and damage other people?
Yeah.
That's would be the definitions for me. If you think about someone like Bill Gates, who has pumped billions of dollars into research into HIV and AIDS...
He's going to pump his entire fortune in, isn't he, by the time he's popped his clogs?
Yeah. And the thing is that when you look at that from the outside, it looks like a massive act of generosity. And you can look at it that way and say, yes, it is. And I think it's amazing that the guy is choosing to do that with his wealth.
Yep. Yeah.
But the self-ish act is his self has chosen to put that money into AIDS. What about if he had chosen to put that money into providing cats' homes all over the world for,
yeah.
for homeless felines, yeah, it would still be an act of self.
Uh-huh.
Yeah? He is choosing to do what he does with his life energy, which for him happens to include a lot of dosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he selfishly is putting that money into AIDS research, mm. which is a benefit to other people. So we don't see that as selfish.
Sure.
Yeah. If he kept it all in a box under the bed, then people might say that's selfish. But it's also...
Yeah, that's the Citizen Kane. That's the, yeah, sitting on your deathbed, top five regrets of the dying type stuff, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah. Why didn't I just give it all away? Why didn't I use it for... Be greatly good. But yeah, I know you're right about entrepreneurs, and you look at the guy, the top guys like Bill Gates, Zuckerberg, who already, you know, he's still obviously hard at work on Facebook and building this platform, but he's also thinking massively about how it can be part of the greater good and how it can connect people and be a positive force. But Elon Musk as well, who I always bang on about, trying to bring through electric, sustainable transport, electric cars, build an outpost on Mars at some point in the next 10 years as part of his big goals. I think these will have massive positive impact on humanity, potentially. But also, I think these guys, they just like problem-solving, don't they? And they're doing it for selfish reasons.
Reasons, yeah. You spoke about Mother Teresa, and Mother Teresa was known as Mother Teresa of Calcutta because she looked after the poor of Calcutta. Now, my understanding of the reason, I've got several books on Mother Teresa on there, is that... She saw the poor of Calcutta as herself.
Mm.
You know, and in that sense, that's like a good example of selfishness, is that if I see you as myself, so I look after you,
yep.
am I being selfish? Yes, I am. You know, how big's my bubble? If I saw the whole of humanity as myself, my selfishness would look after everybody.
Yep.
Yeah?
Mm.
I think one of the things that is really, really important for all of us as individuals is that we are born as individuals and we die as individuals, and our life essentially is about ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah? It's like, I'm alive for me. I'm not alive for you. If my selfishness is of benefit to you, that's like a byproduct. Yeah? And certainly as people wake up, mindfulness and stuff like that, their bubble of self gets bigger. Mm. You know, so I guess our first bubble is we include a partner in our lives, and then we have kids. You know, so like the bubble starts to expand out.
Yep.
And all those people I identify as myself, I look after them. Yeah. How big's your bubble?
Mm-hmm.
But don't kid yourself into believing that you're being altruistic, because altruism is just another form of selfishness. And it doesn't mean to say it's bad. Because I don't see the word selfish as bad. I see it as the way it is.
It can be taking care of yourself and, as a byproduct, yeah. taking yeah. care of the world.
Yeah. Yeah, so if I go for a run, selfish act, and someone else sees me running and thinks, oh, I'll do that as well, so they come for a run with me, you know, we're starting to share our selfishness in ways that are a benefit to other people.
Number three on this Fast Company list... you'll have better relationships. So people will have a harder time manipulating or taking advantage of you if you're selfish. And this chap says, setting boundaries means knowing where you end and the other person begins. If you have trouble being self-focused, you might have trouble saying no. Which is cool, yeah. So it's kind of a bit of a barrier, isn't it, that you can protect yourself to be selfish, I guess.
But... I'm devil's advocate here. I'm thinking of people that I've worked with where their self-image is one that maybe they're not worth the space they stand up in.
Yeah.
So they keep... They're self-deprecating. They apologise for everything they do all the time.
Right.
Yeah. And if they were to say something like... I feel I'm quite clever at that. I'm not showing off or anything. No, they always justify. Yeah. That in it is as much a statement of arrogant self-assertion as the person who's saying, I'm the best person in here, what are you talking about? Mm. It's exactly the same thing. It's the person expressing themselves. And if you were to go to the person who is self-deprecating, you'd say, why are you doing that? Because you're not like that. You know, you're a genius, you're an amazing person. If they turn around and say, no, I'm not... what they're doing is they're selfishly asserting their own perceptions.
Right.
Yeah?
Yep.
It's a bit of a weird one, that.
It is, man. It's a fine line, isn't it, all this stuff?
But the thing is that once you realise it, once you realise that you are ultimately the most selfish person on the planet, yeah, that's a really good place to begin, because it means that you've gone beyond that idea that you're manipulated by or controlled by other people's ideas and emotions, which means you can now start to selfishly manifest yourself.
Which leads to the fourth point on this list and final one, that you'll be happier. Being selfish, you'll be happier, because selfish people spend their time doing activities they like.
And if I feel good doing the things that I do, then the side effect of that is my goodness will affect other people.
As long as you're not trying to like wipe out an entire race.
Yeah, that's, I think, is
or a, religion.
Is a bit extreme.
It's a fine line.
But that's it. Two lots go to war, and both of them are self-interested in why they're there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're alive for ourselves, hey? Mm. But yeah, to be selfish is to be generous.
Yeah.
I think it's a good place to sum up this topic, really, isn't it?
But to be mean is to be selfish. It's that thing about I have this choice all the time because I am myself.
Yeah.
And when I express myself every time I breathe, talk, move, I am being selfish. Yeah, what does my selfishness do to those around me?
Mm.
Maybe that's a good place to look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a weird one, isn't it?
You got a resource for us?
Yeah, my resource is...
Just selfish resource.
The other day, I was having a conversation with Rhea, and she said to me, she was talking about memories, and it was something that she'd read or seen, something had been a TED Talk. But she was saying about... Could you write me down a memory every day? So I started from my very earliest memory, and every few days I'll write a few memories and send them over. And it's like the biography of self,
okay,
isn't it? And everybody's got a story. And one of the things that I began to realise in writing things down in that sense is that you start to get a clearer understanding of yourself.
Mm.
And maybe that... in terms of understanding your selfishness, is quite a good place to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe inside us all there's a book. It's called a biography.
Mm.
Maybe.
Definitely. Yeah, I like that. That's cool.
You could be writing your story so that you can pass that on to your kids.
Well, I am. Yeah, I do my little daily.
Yeah?
Well, I kind of tend to leave it for a week and then frantically catch up at the moment, but...
Yeah,
I've got my little book of memories. In fact, I've nearly filled my first book. You have to get... The second one.
And, that's cool.
And hide it somewhere. I was really safe in my attic. And yeah, who knows, 50 years down the line, someone loosely related to me will pick it up and go, what the heck?
Yeah, or it could be sold at Sotheby's for a vast amount of money.
Possibly, yeah. my resource on the hoof, I'll mention Citizen Kane, which is a film from late 30s, 40, early 40s perhaps.
Black and white, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, Orson Welles kind of reinvented cinema almost in one movie. Great story. So, and yeah, I think it's related to... I think as the chap, Mr. Kane, it kind of walks that line between good and bad selfishness and crosses over to the dark side.
The dark side.
But yeah, beautiful movie. Check it out. Next week we're talking about Fear of Outsiders, aren't we?
Yeah.
Which is, I think someone actually suggested this years ago.
Yeah.
Literally. To talk about, and we haven't got around to it properly. Yeah. But with the upcoming EU referendum, I think it's probably appropriate time to chat about it. In the meantime, visit the website liveinthepresent.co.uk for all the show notes and links from this and previous episodes. Sign up to our newsletter and you'll get some free meditation files sent to you, as well as weekly alerts for this podcast, so you can be on the ball with the latest attic news from Sean's life. and follow us online as well, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, we are there, and we want to chat to you, don't we?
Yeah, definitely.
Love chatting. Alright, Sean, you take care.
And you.
See everyone.
See ya, bye.
Bye.